Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bimonthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, just visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can find all the information you need. Also, if you've not yet subscribed to our Podbean channel, go to podbean.com. You can go there on your computer, or you can use your Apple or Android device, download the free app, and become a follower. Today, I want to read an article to you from the July 1986 edition of the Fulton County Gospel News. The title of the article is, Can We Have the New Testament Church Today? And the author is Jim O'Connor. This is an important question that we need to ask, but it's more important to answer it. And so I'm going to read this article to you and have a few comments when I'm finished. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16:18. A 20th century reader discovering this passage for the first time may have questions generated by what our Savior said. Did he build his church? If so, when? Does it exist today? If so, how? And where? If it does exist, can I be a member of it? The answer to the first question is a strong yes. Jesus does not make empty promises. If we think he does, then the scriptures become useless to us, and we can have no confidence in anything he said. But he doesn't make empty promises. He built the church he promised to build. The church was established in Jerusalem on the first Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus, Acts 2. Therefore, the church is spoken of as an existing, functioning, growing institution. It was blood-bought, Acts 20:28, loved, Ephesians 5:25, spirit-inhabited, 1 Corinthians 3:16, persecuted, Acts 8:1, suffered for, Colossians 1:24, praised, 1 Thessalonians 1:3, comforted, 2 Thessalonians 1, 6-9, and warned, Revelation 2:5. It was not a Jesus of Nazareth fan club, nor was it a social club with religious rules. It was the body of Christ, Ephesians 1:22 and 23, the saved, Acts 2:47, the household of God, Ephesians 2:19, existing for the purpose of preaching and serving that God might be glorified, 1 Peter 4:11, Matthew 5:16. Does the church exist today? Certainly it does. Does Jesus still live? Hebrews 7:25 and Revelation 1:18? Does his blood still cleanse? 1 John 1:7, Hebrews 10:12? Does he still reign? Ephesians 5:23 and 1 Corinthians 15:25 and 26? Does he still care? Hebrews 13:5. Do we still have his word? Matthew 24:35 and 1 Peter 1:23 through 25? You know the answers to these questions, and in light of those answers, doesn't it seem a bit ludicrous to ask if the church that existed in the first century can or does exist in the 20th century? Where is it? It exists anywhere that the Word of God has been preached, Luke 8:11, and is being followed, 2 John 9. It knows no racial, social, or gender barriers, Galatians 3:28, for God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him, Acts 10:34 and 35. Can I be a member of it? Certainly, anyone can. If you do what they did to become a Christian, Acts 2:38 to 41, and do what they did to remain faithful, 1 John 1:7 and 3 John 2 and 3, then it follows that you'll be what they were and have what they had. The New Testament scriptures reveal to us the nature, organization, worship, work, and purpose of the church. The scriptures haven't changed, nor has the nature, organization, worship, work, and purpose of the church changed. Those who would ridicule the idea of a first century church in the 20th century do so out of ignorance. They do not understand the first century church, nor do they understand the needs of 20th century man. Progress, so-called, has not brought a change in man's needs. We still need direction, forgiveness, comfort, hope. In short, we still need Christ. Do not listen to the misguided advice of those who would seek to modernize the church to fit modern man. You cannot update that which is never out of date. Study the scriptures, obey what it tells you to do, and rejoice at being a part of a church that isn't subject to the whims of an unstable society. So again, this article comes from the July 1986 edition of the Fulton County Gospel News, asking the question, can we have the New Testament church today? Now, there are those who, well, let's go here first. This question has to be answered based on Scripture. It can't be answered based on tradition or our feelings. It has to be answered based on what the Word of God has revealed. And the Bible's pretty clear on the church. Now, there are those who hold this idea that because we have church buildings, pews, songbooks, pitch pipes, PowerPoint, you know, we have all these modernizations that we are not the Church of Christ of the first century, and that we need to go back to be like them if we're going to claim to be such. Well, listen, there is a difference in having things that aid us in what we're trying to do as opposed to changing things from the way they're revealed in the New Testament. Listen, having a church building doesn't make a church any less the church of the Lord than not having a church building or than meeting in someone's house. Using pews or songbooks are simply aids to help us in the assembly. And you know, in my personal experience, those are the most common objections that people have because we don't look physically like the church of the first century, then we're not. Well, that's a very weak argument, and it's not based on Scripture. So we need to understand, yes, the church of the first century exists. And I think one of the most important verses, and there were a lot of verses in that article, but to me, the most important verse mentioned was Luke chapter 8 and verse 11. The parable is this, Jesus says, the seed is the word of God. See, we don't need any type of succession. We don't need to be able to trace our local congregation back to the church in Jerusalem, and as Roman Catholicism claims that, you know, there's an unbroken line of succession of church leaders and churches. That's not a thing. Okay, let's just say it that way. The Bible doesn't teach this concept of church succession or authoritative succession. What it teaches is that we have the seed, which is the Word of God, and the seed is planted in the hearts of men, and that seed will produce the same thing. You know, if you preach the pure gospel, just the gospel of Christ, what we find in the pages of the New Testament, you're not going to get Roman Catholicism. You're not going to get Protestant denominationalism. You're going to get the Christians that we read about in the first century. But you can only follow Scripture. You can't add in the centuries, the years and the centuries and decades of traditions that exist from 2nd, 3rd, and 4th century on up to today. There are traditions still being made today. We have the completed revelation of God's will in the pages of the New Testament, and that needs to be the rule of our faith and practice. Nothing less, nothing more. So can we, in the 21st century, now that article was written in the 20th century, can we in the 21st century have the church that we read about in the first century? And the absolute answer to that is, yes, we can, because we have the seed, which is the Word of God, and the seed needs to be planted in the hearts of men. All right, well, I appreciate you tuning in today to this episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. Again, if you would like the paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com. You can get the paper in the United States Postal Service as a hard copy, or you can get a digital copy in PDF format through your email. Just let us know what we can do for you, and a subscription is absolutely free. Also, podbean.com, or on your Apple or Android device, download the Podbean app, and you can follow Fulton County Gospel News. And there are a lot of other sound and faithful podcasts that are out there. Man, take advantage of everything you can that'll help you grow in God's Word. Thanks again for listening today, and I will catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.